Hello and welcome to My Growth Club. This is the very first episode of our podcast. We are your partner in growth and effective living. My name is Emmanuel.
And my name is Grace.
And we are your hosts. We have a lot of things to share with you today.
So many things.
And I'm hoping that you find these conversations very useful and helpful. And we have tools and we have resources that will really change your life.
Yep.
Let's get into it.
Yeah.
5 years ago, we welcomed our son in Accra, Ghana. Kanuri, I just...
How time flies.
What? Like, I cannot imagine that we're here. Like, yeah. What a journey this has been. Yep. I asked you a question, and I think looking back, it was such a dumb question. I mean, who does that? I mean, you've gone through a session, the baby's in, we've had some wonderful time, and then in the evening, we're just lying on the bed, and we're looking at this boy, and like, we're parents. Now what? Like,
now what?
Now
I remember that question so well.
But now what? Like, what are we going to do? Like, how are we going to raise this boy? What are we going to teach him?
He was so clueless.
When he looks so innocent,
little
he
like
knows nothing. We're like, I'm your dad.
Yeah, I'm your mom.
That's your mom.
Yeah, I really remember that. I mean, in the moment, I mean, looking back, we'll say it was a dumb question, but I think it was very important. And for me, what I really love about Jenny from dating until now is we always trying to find a why behind everything we are doing, right? And I remember when we even started a relationship, we are in love and all that, but you asked me the question, why do you think we are together, right? And having those conversations, even when we're about to get married, why are we together? I think defining our union has been very critical because it shaped what we've been through. Like we always say, our goal is to be an example to all couples in speech, in everything, you know? So that question, yes, in that moment, I was so clueless. I don't know what was going on in your mind, but for me,
I mean, the second question was dumber because then I asked you, what do you think this life is about?
You did.
And we were completely clueless. Like, you were clueless, but I told you I was also clueless. Like, it's not like I knew that it wasn't like a tricky question. Mm-hmm. I was just genuinely curious, you know, because I remember we picked a pen and a paper and we just began to write, okay, so what is going to be the stages of his development? What are we going to do? And all the things that we wrote were dumb. like because we wrote, okay, he's going to go to school.
Yeah.
He's going to start nursery. He's going to go through basic school. He's going to go to high school. Like it kept going. And for those of you who are listening to us or probably watching us on YouTube or any of the channels that support video, you probably will see that. But I think it's a very common mental picture people have about life. But I think it's completely flawed because it takes out the essence of the thing. It kind of fills it with activities and it takes out the why behind them.
Exactly.
Like, why are we doing what we're doing? What are we chasing? And so we had to rewrite that. And it wasn't something that we were well equipped and informed to do that set us out on another journey to
We were used to the latter kind of life, like we are showing, right?
Exactly.
And what I remember, you know, you have classmates you start school with. It's like after junior high school, okay, where is this person? And then you go to college. Oh, where is this
like
person?
And
have this person found a job? And afterwards, oh, this person is getting married. So it's like one step. And I feel like when people feel like they've missed one step in the staircase, They are not happy.
Yeah.
Their hearts are set against each other.
Exactly. Yep. Set us in this unnecessary competition. We feel like we are failures because we've not found a job yet, or maybe we've not married yet, or maybe we don't have a child yet. It's like it keeps going. I don't think it's fulfilling. Maybe some people do find fulfillment in it because they are kind of chasing success in things rather than the essence of them.
Yeah.
But rewriting that into this new mental picture we have about life, this is beautiful. And it's something I'm so proud of us, you know, being able to achieve it. And it didn't come easy. We had to learn a lot of books and discuss a lot of things. And I do apologize all these years for how boring our conversations have been because they're too purpose driven. The movies that we have to watch, too purpose driven. I mean, we do have a lot of fun, but I think this overshadows that, especially for the past year when we were working on some of the tools. Like when we're building the accounting software, that was crazy.
Oh my.
Because I meet you and it's like, The formula worked.
Finally, okay.
Oh my goodness! So it's been a wonderful journey, and I think we can share some of the things that we've learned. For me, in particular, one of the things that I find very useful is, whilst we were studying and, you know, trying to find out life, what is life and how should we live it? One thing that I found was how much we put value on any other thing apart from family.
Mm.
Like, I thought the family should be the most important unit. And yet, the kind of investment we make in other things, like, think about how we run businesses. Mm-hmm. Like, we have softwares, we have systems, you know, that will manage our money, that will manage the people, the team, how deliberate we are, how intentional we are. We invest in things.
Mm-hmm.
We actually take feedback with smiles. Exactly. Like, I know CEOs that would seek for feedback.
Yeah.
And then when you use the same thing to our lives, like in family, in a family, nobody seeks feedback. Nobody wants that. In fact, when you give a feedback, it seems like an insult. Attack. It's like an attack on someone.
That's true.
And I thought, how did we get here? Yeah. I mean, how did we get to build businesses, right, that will grow from like a startup to, let's say, billion dollar valuation? And yet we cannot do the same investment in our life. Mm. Some people are great at running businesses, like great CEOs, terrible family people.
Oh, gosh.
Terrible spouses, fathers and mothers. I was shocked. I told you then, it's like, what about if we bring the same energy?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying we shouldn't do that, but what about if we brought the same energy, you know, in running some of these things that we so much love, you know, into our family?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what will happen if we had families that had a goal?
Mm-hmm.
What will happen if we had families that set plans?
Yeah.
And what will happen if we had families that were directly and intentional, you know, about the development of the children?
Yeah.
And I love what we have built. I mean, we started with Excel and then eventually Notion, we discovered Notion. I was like, whoa, because Notion is like the Lego of softwares. Like, you get to build systems that you like the way you like it.
Yeah.
I couldn't find one software that could help run a family.
Yeah.
And I actually joined a coding school. I was like, oh, I'm going to build it. And then when I found Notion, I was like, nah, I don't need to go to school to build this. I can actually master Notion and build the things that we needed for our family. And I have focused on that. And it's incredible the things that we've...
I'm so proud of you.
Oh, no, like, we are proud of us, you know.
Yeah.
Because it's incredible the kind of things that we've had to build for ourselves, like having a family calendar, having a family system where we have a five-year plan and we are able to go in there and review every quarter.
Yeah.
You know, having...
Everything, our kids' growth.
Everything.
Our finances, even everything. Document our dreams.
Everything.
You know, plans,
and we work there. Your work, you know, some of the organizations that we're building. It's just amazing to see, you know, first of all, I'm thankful that Notion as a system exists, but then at least the idea that we can build such a thing for our family. I remember during that time where, like, I'll be going to the shop and then I'll go and buy something. And then I'm literally out of the shop. And then you call me. Oh, I remembered something. I'm like,
can you
how can we keep
also?
Stock of the things that we have? Like, we do that in businesses, right? Why can't we have that? Why can't we have a system that tells us if something is finished, you know, and we need this quantity?
God. I love that part of our Notion system where we have literally everything we need in our home there. When the thing is out of stock, we can literally see.
And you just walk through the shop with your phone.
In the past, I have a long list on paper. And then sometimes I get there and I even left the paper at home, right? But now on our phones, we're able to just, you know. You buy it, you take purchase, and it's awesome.
Yeah. I think we don't place a lot of value on our life experiences enough. And so you have someone who's 70, 80, and they care more about maybe leaving their children with an inheritance more than they care about passing on
the experiences.
Like the experiences with us. Because we don't document them enough.
Yep.
Like today, there are a lot of things from history that we even have to debate whether they happen or not because we don't document them well.
Yeah.
And so, like, we have this part where we are talking about our love story and our family and everything. And I've said this, that when our children are like 16, they're going to come into our system.
Yeah.
They're going to see them. And now that there is AI, I mean, recently I showed you, like I just asked Notion, like I used the AI to ask, okay, tell us about our family history, and then boom.
He said, oh, your wedding anniversary is coming up, remember?
Yeah, you know, and it's beautiful. It's beautiful. I think families will I hope people find it useful.
Yeah,
I hope people.
Really hoping everyone takes advantage of this. It's going to be great, like family-wise, individual lives. It's just awesome what we've built.
It's incredible, especially when you have, you know, when your children are of age, and you get to see their plans and you get to make real-time contribution.
Yeah.
When you're a couple and you get to have a place where you can resolve, like we build this conflict resolution part, like, you know, when there's something and we have to talk about it, and I'm like, okay, how much emotions are going to be involved in this? It's like, okay, we're going
to... I remember using that. Something had happened and I went into it. I was like, okay, let me document exactly how I feel. I started documenting. Then I saw you responding to me in real time. All the emotions, but I came out like, hey, it's working.
I remember.
Yeah, but I think it's a very great tool because sometimes, you know, something has just happened. People just speak and... because of heightened emotions, words are all over the place.
Exactly.
And you may say things you may regret. But having this system where, in fact, I remember when I was documenting, I was even asking myself, you know, why I was
whether
behaving.
Whether there is any substance
to
this. Yeah.
Exactly. And you responding, trying to even, you know, it's not like it's bridging human communication. But once we put it there and it just eased a lot of things and we're able to, you know, you were able to write down, oh, okay, this is how I was seeing it. I'm just imagining if we're just even talking about it, the moment the thing happened, you know. Mm-hmm.
And when it's resolved, you just choose resolved.
And then it's
clear from the plate.
And we are even able to subsequently talk about it. I think it's beautiful.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Having a place where we get to manage our finances and work together. So I am shocked that all these years, like you think about how many people that have lived, that like is believed that about 100 billion people have lived. And I think our generation has something that is unique with all these tools that we get to use. And I'm shocked the lack of focus on family. Like nobody's building these things for families. Nobody cares about families. We care about even education.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you get the journal, you see that there's a part where I worked, like I put this design about understanding the world and our role in it. And I have these designs and there's the human, the individuals, and then family. And I highlight how important families are because out of them, do we get communities? Mm-hmm. And communities, like we have education, like schools and all these other things, but we've kind of neglected the family. And then we are focused on all these other units, but none of those units is as important as family. And so I am so thankful that we are calling our generation back to focus on family and, you know, empowering our generation with tools that will help us build a family better. And maybe you're watching and you're wondering, what about me as an individual? I think it's a good start. You know, when you start managing your life in a well-structured place, then when you become a unit, when you maybe marry or you have, it could be your friends, you know, you can collaborate, you could work together, you can work on something together. We do have organizations in there. Yeah. That's where we build. You know, I see the things that are going on. We manage almost everything. Yeah. We have accounting software that is letting us see how the finances are going. Like everything in one place it's such a game changer.
Yeah.
And when I think about how much people are going to pay for it, I'm like, God. Like it's almost like we're giving it for free.
Exactly. I'm really hoping that all 7 billion people on it really get to experience this because it's just been life transforming. You talked about you know, companies and organizations, you know, like being deliberate. I think if this same energy, like now AI, every company is thinking about generative AI, how is it going to enhance, right? If we bring that same energy, okay, how are we going to enhance our family? I agree 100% that hardly do people even think, okay, this family, I mean, people try to make time, go out with their family here and there, but that deliberate intentionality where like now we have our children, Ethan, Carries, they can grow, see this, you know, see our experiences,
exactly,
see some of the things we do, see how we collaborate, see how we do things intentionally is just awesome. And I hope that, you know, people take advantage of
it's amazing.
Of these systems
it's amazing. Recently,
and
I was gonna buy some things, and then I just use AI and I said, tell me some of the things that are out of stock.
Oh, yes.
And then it just came. I was like, oh, wait. I think we should do that for families. Like, it shouldn't just all be business and life and work. Yep. There's none that is important. Mm. Like, people commit so much to all these kind of things and they neglect families. I'm like, you have no idea what you're doing. There was the longest study on human behavior and human happiness, which inspired this journal, by the way, and most of these systems. It's been run for over 80 years. Mm. Like, some of the people that have been part of the study by Harvard University, some of them eventually even became president, like a president of the United States. And what it found from this research, which was very clear, that the number one the number one contributor to human well-being, like, is relationship.
Mm.
Like, the number one thing that determines whether someone is going to live well and healthy is relationships.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
And so when I see people not putting priority on the relationships they're building, whether as a spouse or whether as a father or mother or even as a friend or as a relative, I get very worried.
Yeah.
I get very worried. So what about you? What have you learned?
Yeah, for me, so many things. I just, if I'm to talk about it, I think we'll be here for hours, but I'll just highlight a few that, you know, has stood out for me. The first thing is the beauty in growth, right?
Mm-hmm,
growth is so beautiful. We talked about how we had Ethan, him being so clueless. There was nothing
Blank.
With his pumpkin face lying down. And now Ethan has conversations and sometimes he asks us things and we are like, oh, how did he know that? Like, it's so beautiful to see that he's growing. I remember last year I had a very good friend of mine come over, visit us. She was just having a conversation with Ethan. Ethan was like, hey, auntie, can I ask you a question? Can you explain what marriage is? She was like,
Marriage?
Ethan, last year you were just a baby and you're asking me, and it was just,
he asked me, what is nothing? And I'm like, what do you mean by what is nothing? I said, nothing is nothing.
What is nothing?
I was like, now I get your question. Like, what really is nothing?
You know, it's just beautiful to see him grow, develop, you know, have conversations with us. And that is how beautiful growth is.
That's true. We see
him, we are admiring it. And I think on this journey, that's one thing I've learned, that growth just doesn't happen by chance. It takes intentionality. And when it happens, it's beautiful.
It's beautiful.
Not staying at one place. Like, if mine today is worse than yesterday, then there's a problem.
Exactly.
Having that mindset that today is better than yesterday and taking active steps to make tomorrow even better. Right. And that's for me, if I look at my life, even a year ago, 2 years ago, I've seen so much growth, but it doesn't just happen by chance. It happens with you being intentional, you being deliberate, you putting priority on things that matter, you valuing the right things. And, you know, it's just, I look at myself, how another thing I learned was, you know, putting chaos, stress out of my life. I look at myself, you know, sometime back, and I remember you always tell me, you look at me, I'm always stressed. It's like I'm juggling so many things. And I don't know, you always look at me and say, you know, you can live a better life, right? You don't need to have all this chaos in your mind. And it feels like...
Your favorite thing was, I have so many things
to do. Oh my God, yes.
Like, I'm like, what do you mean?
What do you mean, right?
What do you mean? But like, do you get an award for having so many things to do?
I saw that, you know, in those moments, I'm sometimes buried in my computer. Sometimes, you know, and we say we have so many things to do, but because you have so much chaos going on in your mind, pick calls at the wrong times. Talk to anybody, people are pulling you in here and there. So it's like sometimes the whole day just goes by and the things that are relevant, you know, in your day has not been done. So maybe you spend all the time on your phone, not focusing on your work, not focusing on anything that matters. Then in the evening, you are sitting burning like midnight, or you're thinking that, you know, I'm so busy.
Because a lot of energy you just wasted a lot of energy without realizing it.
If 8 hours I was prioritizing maybe on work, okay, fine. Break, take my kids, spend time with the family, sit down with the family, have dinner together, talk about how our day was. It's so settling. I look back then and I look at now how our life, when I really realize I can live effectively,
I'm even better.
I'm able to get things done at work easily. I'm able to get things, and we're able to spend quality time. I'm able to be with Ethan. All life is up. You'll be like, oh, can't you just even take the boy for a walk? I'm like, I have so much, my popular phrase. I have so much.
Exactly, because there's no plan. There's no structure. Exactly. Everything in your head is filled with chaos. Yes. And you're telling yourself, and what the brain does is, you are overwhelming yourself by telling yourself every day that I have so many things to do. What about if you just went into a calendar and then you say, okay, all the things that I have to do, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to apportion them by time.
Yeah.
And then you kind of just move on. Okay, so for Monday, I'm going to do A, B, C, D. Yeah. I'm going to do C. And those who get the general, and if in the system, they're just going to love it.
Yeah.
You know, because I thought it was important to design stuff like this to help you, but also to help us.
Yeah.
Because you can only do much when you keep chaos and stress
out of your life.
Yes. You know, and negativity out of your life. You can see a very sweet and wonderful person. Mm-hmm. In the next moment, they are like a demon.
When there's
just
someone else.
Stress and chaos. Yeah, oh, wow. Wow, they're talking anyhow, they're screaming, they're shouting. It's like, now we all can actually live better just by keeping chaos, stress, and negativity out of our minds. And it begins with order. It begins with priorities. Mm-hmm. It begins with principles. Yeah. It begins with having boundaries. Mm-hmm. It begins with telling yourself, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. Mm. You don't need to focus on so many things like at a time. Yeah. Even with life, the people that think, oh, I need to achieve all this. No, you don't need to. Just spread it out. I know what I'm supposed to achieve this year, next year, next 2 years. And so when I see someone achieving that, I'm not really bothered. I don't care much because I live by my own timetable.
Yeah.
And I think because many people don't understand the constraint of life, three important constraints that we found out were the constraint of people in terms of our heart set, mindset, and our skill set. Our heart set is literally what we value, what we place value on, what we love.
Mm.
Jesus said that a good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good things. An evil person out of the evil treasure of his heart brings forth evil things. Yeah. People don't realize that essentially many of the things that we do, it's just because of the things that we value most.
Yeah,
like,
true.
What do you really love?
Hmm.
Like, you've got to be careful with what you love. Yeah. What do you choose to love? Yeah. What do you choose to value?
Yeah.
What is important to you? When you go on TikTok and you see all the women or those ladies do stuff, what do you think they're doing? Like, why do you think they're doing that? It's just because of what they put value on.
Mm.
Maybe the likes are important to them.
Yeah.
Maybe, you know, when you see someone also doing some things, because of what they place value on. Mm. If you see someone neglecting something, because they don't really value that much, right? Yeah. Or they've not placed value on that thing that much. And so a heart set is literally the predisposition of your heart towards the value of a thing.
Mm.
How is my heart positioned to value it? How do I love this particular thing?
Yeah.
And then we talk about the mindset. The mindset is also how your mind is predisposed to perceive something.
Mm.
It's all about perception, everything. And so we are limited by the way we perceive things, you know, and we actually think that the way we perceive things are just what they are, but that's not true.
Mm.
And then the skill set is what we do and how we do them. And so if you understand these limitations, then you can make investment in there. You begin to prioritize what you value most. You begin to prioritize how you perceive things. You begin to prioritize the things you do and how well you do them.
Yeah.
And then also there is also the constraint of energy.
Yeah.
Like, we don't have unlimited energy. Mm. At some point, we're going to be tired. Like, I already feel tired.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to need rest. You know, so you have the limitation of energy constraint. And because of it, you need to prioritize what you do with energy. Yeah. At what time?
At what time?
There are times where you're more productive.
Mm-hmm.
Do the things that you have to be productive in. There are times where you have to take a break. You know, take a break. Like, you are not a robot. You know, you have to understand these constraints.
Yeah.
There's also the constraint of material resources. Mm-hmm. Many people don't realize it.
Oh,
I would say this, that we don't have enough resources to afford prodigal living.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have enough resources to afford extravagant living or wasteful living.
Mm.
We just don't. And so you cannot afford to waste. The reason why I'm big on effective living It's because you just cannot afford to make stupid, dumb decisions. You cannot afford to waste precious resources, like buy anything, spend anyhow, mm-hmm. do anything.
Yeah.
You just can't. If you do that, you're going to live a very frustrated life. Yeah. And so I'm hoping that people get to understand these things.
Yeah.
The general will walk them through it. It's a beautiful thing.
Oh,
it's going to walk them through their life experiences. I think many people don't realize how much, you know, they are their life experiences.
Yeah.
And you know, how they process them and what they do with those experiences.
Mm.
And so it's going to walk them through that. And it's going to help shape their heart set
yeah.
and their mindset
yeah.
and their skill set.
I love the journal. I really, really love it. It's so therapeutic. I know sometimes yeah. people go, you know, when they have issues in their lives, their mental health, relationships, marriages, they go talk to therapists. I'm not saying it's not good, but when I went through the journal, I realized that I was bringing out things that if I was talking to even someone, I don't think I would have, you know,
yeah,
I would have been so open and truthful, right? And I can't wait, because I think
it's like a mirror, and it's like taking your brain out and just
exactly,
you know. And in fact, if you look at the cover opens your mind. It's like it's literally taking out of your brain. There's
yeah.
something called neuroplasticity. It's the ability for your brain to change.
Mm.
And I was thinking, you know, when we did a family thing, I said, but we are all so messed up through our experiences.
Yeah.
And how do we really help? And I thought, maybe I should write a book. I said, nah, scrub that. Like, so many books. Like, I read so many books. I'm like, whoa, these are good books.
Yeah.
And they're there. You know, people read them, but they don't know what to do with knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
Or the knowledge they acquire from there. So what I thought about was, what about if you take all this knowledge and you create something that people can easily relate to and use?
Yeah.
And that's why we created the journal. This is more like your typical wake up and write.
Right.
Like there are stuff like that there, but that's not your typical one. Mm. These are a journal with a lot of mind exercises. They walk you through your life experiences, mm-hmm. your beliefs, your perceptions, your identity.
Yeah.
People don't know they have identity issues.
Your worldview, things that have shaped your worldview.
I'm telling you, and your goals,
yep.
your vision, like it's just going to walk you through gradually,
yeah.
you know, till it brings you. I think people are going to have a very wonderful 2025
yep.
and people are going to have a wonderful life even after.
Yeah.
I cannot wait for people to have it.
Yeah.
If you are listening to us, we are going to be back tomorrow.
Yep.
And we're going to go into details. We're going to take the journal. We're going to take these systems. And then we're going to try and talk to people about how they can use them.
Yeah.
And then we will share more on some of the models, you know, models that we actually created through these 5 years of research and rigorous work
yeah.
and boring conversations about, well, kind of interesting,
it's
but
very,
I mean,
very interesting actually,
and all that.
Yeah.
So thank you all for joining. Thank you all for sticking around. We are going to be back tomorrow. If you're watching this after 27th, obviously tomorrow means the next episode. So you can find the next episode and then watch them. And I hope that you find them useful and helpful. We'll be back. Thank you for sticking around.
Thank you. Bye.